Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
What's up, party people?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Party people in the house. Oh, the 90s. Every you just announce all your friends and your song. Steve. Morning Thang. Back again there. I'm not going to freestyle anymore because I don't want to. So too
bad. I thought you were going to go.
Nope, that's it. Like, that's all you get.
Oh, we were ready duck. For it.
If this was a Friday, maybe I would have done that.
But now on a Wednesday.
No.
Which
no,
is actually
no.
your Monday.
Right. Or it's, you know, yeah, I guess. But then Wednesday is my Friday. So I don't know.
No. Today's your Monday. Mm-hmm. And then you skip Tuesday and Wednesday. Ooh. And then you go to Thursday.
Ooh.
So you go from Monday to Thursday to Friday.
That is a calendar hack I can vibe with.
That's a good calendar.
That's
work.
A good one. I like that. Thank you, Antoine.
I got
appreciate
you.
It. Antoine's in the house. Monica, you're here. You can hear us. Yes?
Yes, I can.
Okay, hey. Fantastic. Monica was having technical difficulties until 3 seconds before the show started. So. Uh-huh. That was good.
Very clutch.
All right, let's see, because also Monica Brooks is broadcasting from the She Shed, which my understanding is it's being torn apart by her husband. Her husband is ripping this thing apart, doing all sorts of things again. So just, you know, speak to Antoine or the people for a minute, and I'm just going to listen. I'm listening in.
Are you just going to listen for it? Because can you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Because Jared has, like, mm-hmm. He's torn down walls. He's ripped up carpet. They're turning this man cave into, like, a party. You know, it's going to turn into like a party house or okay. something. I don't know.
It sounds
know,
like
an arcade, an arcade or something.
An arcade,
it sounds
sure.
like it's turned into the Bat Cave.
Yes,
because your voice is just yeah. bouncing off of every
right. See,
free
Antoine,
wall.
I was thinking he had turned it into an unused dungeon because that's sort of what it sounds like right now. But yeah, so she's.
They're working every day. Hopefully, going to have it done this week.
Good. Well, you tell him that today his job is he needs to hang a tapestry or something.
Yeah,
something
I know.
To
a mattress.
Yep, tamp down all of this echo because we can't have that. Antoine, did you know I saw Monica for the first time in 4 months?
Where?
The other day.
I know, weird.
At her house. I dropped
what?
Something off. Yes. Oh, there's still there. Oh, my God. Tag team. Yeah, I had to drop something off. I'm trying to clean out my garage, and I
okay.
have something that belongs to Monica's husband. And I said, do
oh,
you
wow.
buy trash or do you want it back? And he wants it back. And he did not come pick it up on the first day. And I had to drive by their uh-huh. house anyway. And I said, all right, I'm bringing this by now.
Just dropped it off.
And get out my driveway. Yeah. I did. Yep. And I saw Monica in the parking lot of her own home. And I know most people would call that a driveway.
I was yes. going to ask.
Have you been to Monica's house?
I've never been to Monica's. I've never seen a picture of Monica's house. I don't know anything about it.
Monica's driveway, or let's just say place uh-huh. where they keep cars on the back of side of their house.
Okay.
And you have to admit, Monica, it has a bit of a parking
it always
lot
feels like that.
It. Yeah, it does.
Well, the way we were parked, because we had a cookout, so we still had like kids' toys and stuff mm-hmm. in the driveway. So, and when the people, you know, when our family and friends arrived, we had them park on the side. So it kind of did have that parking lot vibe.
Right.
I don't know
it.
Why, but in my head, it looks like a church parking lot. Like a tiny,
oh, yeah, you're kind of right about
but
that.
Like behind the church where it's only like for the pastor uh-huh. and a couple mm-hmm. deacons. That's what I see
yes.
in my head right now.
You're kind of correct.
That's pretty much it.
It looks like the parking lot, and then when she adds in these other, you know, barbecue leave-ins, really what it looks like is the parking lot of a possibly not licensed daycare center out of somebody's house. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, where they would do that, where they would
the
have
kids were playing.
A bunch of different kids that, you know, Nanny Jean watches in the summer. And it's uh-huh. probably supposed to have a permit, but doesn't, you know. That kind
so
of,
it's yeah, not exactly
those.
Legal.
Right. Legal-ish. Yeah. That's what it is.
Well, yes. That's awesome that you, because I haven't seen Monica in person. It's been an entire football season. This is week 17 right now.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen her. Like, we haven't seen her for an entire football season. So, is her hair, like, red or anything like that?
I mean, she looked good. She looked okay. the same. We bumped elbows.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, look at
there
that.
There you go.
I'm like, hey, I saw the side of Monica's car where the deer smashed into it.
Oh, okay.
So, I got to see
yeah.
that. It's surprising. It's
the
not
deer hair.
It's not as big as I pictured it. But yeah, there's mm-hmm. hair stuck in the wheel well, which is kind of unnerving.
You didn't go in there and get it out, Monica? And like make you a little scarf?
No. No, yeah. It's like eyelashes. Just leave them on there.
Yeah.
Start falling out.
Like eyelashes on a car. Yeah, you get one of those bras also, that kind of thing. So Thang in the house. We here. We live until Monica's equipment stops working. And then I'll throw a hissy fit and everything will be recorded. I am not doing
that works.
This is my Monday. I can't be doing that. So we're all live or none of us are live. That's how it's going to work. A baby was born. holding something? What?
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Beautiful baby boy, Dexter.
Dexter.
Yeah, his mom, Lucy, she went to the hospital to have her C-section, and her baby boy born holding an IUD. So IUD, Morena. Birth control, because apparently she had the IUD inserted in. If you don't know, that's, you know, a form of birth control.
Yeah, it's this birth control for women where this magical little thing goes.
It looks like a T.
It goes on a journey, and the T goes somewhere, and it's supposed to just, don't come in here.
In my head, it's like an umbrella.
Okay.
It's an umbrella.
Yes, it is.
Keeping
and it's
the
blocking
rain.
All of it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I go with in my
to
head.
To me, I picture it similar you know when you're on the highway and you see the runaway truck ramp and it just gets all dusty and dirty and then there's a wall at the end of it. That's what I picture that. It's just like, you'll stop right here, all runaway right. truck. Get out of here.
Well, she said that a few weeks after having her birth control, you know, placed.
Yes.
Within, she was pregnant.
Yeah.
She was like, so something's not working. Something didn't work.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, the baby came out, and so the doctors had fun with it by placing the IUD in the baby's hand for a quick photo.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, the baby comes out holding the thing going, I found this. This is broken.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
So now in my head, the sperm of the baby was like the Kool-Aid man.
Ooh, yes.
And the IUD was actually there, and it was working. Uh-huh. And then that one
Determined.
Sperm was like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, because
it just popped
it's going to happen.
Yeah, he don't mess around.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a baby now. Come on. That's a strong kid right there. That's a kid that will not be contained by some stupid pack and play.
Uh-uh.
Or one of them little walls.
You better get him a jungle gym right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
he has a story to tell.
He does. He does have a story to tell, and he's holding that story too. I know it's like, hey, so this Airbnb I've been in for the last few months, there was this thing just on the floor. I don't know what this is for. I thought maybe it was a plug.
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to work.
I sat on it.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's just, it ain't working.
Away.
Yeah, it was just laying there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah!
Welcome, world. Thang. I'm just going to say that. Thang.
Thang.
Yeah, so the word economy is very important. That's what they say. It's supposed to, you know, we get people behind the scenes. You know, you watch like the movie Office Space and the consultants come in.
Right.
And they rob you of your will to live. Yeah, we have those in this business. So, yeah, they're always doing that. Well, you got to be able to say less and you got to do it quickly and you got to be hilarious. And it's got to be A-plus material all the time and, you know, never be boring and always be compelling, but only do it in like one word. Thang. There.
It sums it up.
See you tomorrow.
Everything you need to know right there in that one word.
It was hilarious, wasn't it? Oh, baby. Bang. See? It's good.
I didn't need anything else.
It works.
It does work. We were talking about just being annoyed by tiny little things. I am just sick of watering. I'm sick of watering. It's too hot. It's too hot, too dry. I don't want water stuff anymore. I'm so annoyed.
Just let the plants die.
I don't want to let the plants die.
That's the reason you have to water, though, because it's so hot.
I know, but couldn't it just rain a little bit? I'm sick. I don't want to have to do it every day. It takes forever.
We don't want any rain. How long does it take you to water?
It feels like days.
It feels like
probably
days.
5 minutes.
It's probably not even a Roddy Ricch song.
Well, nothing. I mean, everything here, you can't even fill a water glass in the amount of time some of the songs are these days. See, they've been beaten down by the same consultants. Now, Roddy Ricch just goes, the box, and then he's done. Song's over. Right.
You don't even get the second beep, mm-mm. Boop.
No, pee-poo the box. Done. Next song. Hey, Panini. All right, next song. Here we go. Yeah, just bam, 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 bam. I mean, the actual watering with the water can of the tomato plant type stuff, it takes about 10 minutes. But then you got to water the lawn.
Yeah.
You got to drag the hose out.
Yeah. You just don't want to.
Turn the water on. Make sure there's no, like, kink in the hose, because if you don't pay attention to that, next thing you know, your water's been running for a half hour, and it's just one giant puddle somewhere.
I'm confused. Mm-hmm. I thought this is why people had kids. I thought people had kids so that the kids would do stuff like this. So
yeah.
get the little buggers to do
kids
it.
Kids have figured out how to just be awful for the most part and just not have to. They've managed to circumvent everything. It's because it's such a chore to get them to do anything. Except we have a lot of coworkers like this,
you'd
too.
You'd rather just get it done.
Right, you just don't do it. You don't want to deal with it because you don't want to deal with their level of incompetence or their questions. Monica, you hate questions.
Yeah, more than two I can't deal. So I'm like, well, I'll just take care of it.
Sometimes but I feel with you, Monica, more than zero is actually...
I feel like that first question, and you start to get like an eye twitch. I go, oh my God, another one. Don't you
you
dare.
You would be correct about that.
So if there's just
I can look into their eyes and I can see a question for me.
And you just you see where it's going, and you know it's going on a road to nowhere, on a journey you don't want to be on, and you just think,
what is it?
Yeah. So it's just, I mean, all I'm asking for is that we I get a little bit of rain in my yard once every 3 days. That's all. That way I don't really have to do this as much.
Just in your yard. Because you don't want it to like flood or anything like that again.
No, it's
you
quick,
just want
isolated
a little
thunderstorm. I don't need just 10 minutes. 10 minutes of rain. That's all. There. All set.
Well, we know, as we learned in the past, Zach, you have a lot of control over the weather.
Yeah, I do.
So what is it that wash your car? There we go. Wash your car once every 3 days.
Ooh, okay.
And then it's going to rain that next day.
I know.
That's even more work. I could just water. I could have watered in the first place.
But your car looks nice for those 2 days before it rains.
You know what? Maybe I have to try the cheaper option. Leave the grill uncovered. That's
okay,
the one I got to do.
That's it.
All right. I'm going to do that today.
Do it and see what happens.
I'm going to uncover the grill and you watch. I promise you, in the Grandin area of the city of Roanoke, there will be an isolated thunderstorm. And if it is, it's my fault. Just know that.
And and I understand. I understand your annoyance with watering because, you know, you should enjoy watering the plants because you have the plants. You put them there for a reason, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And you should enjoy it, but you don't. That's me and Instagram right now.
Okay.
The Instagram story. Why are you laughing? You are. So, you just feel like everything applies to you because it typically does.
Right, it does. Yeah.
No, the IG story notifications. I'm one of those people. I hate notifications. So, in my email, if there's an unopened email, that would drive me insane. So I have to open the email. So in Instagram, when there's red circles around people's stories at the top,
yes,
I have to before I log off. I have to click through every single one. So there are no more new stories.
Oh, God. So you watch everybody's story?
I'm tempted to post more stories.
I click through it. I don't watch it. I'll be looking at the TV and just have my phone down, like click, 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 click. I just can't stand notifications. So when you have people putting up silly Instagram stories that don't mean anything for anybody,
see,
I'm a little annoyed.
They don't affect me at all. I mean, I'm showing you mine. You know, you just you see the little things at the top.
I want to click through it for you.
I just assume that no matter what I do, there's always going to be four or five of those at the top. They're going to find four or five new people.
It won't refresh. You got to do it real quick and then close out.
No, I'm just...
But you're not bothered by that.
No, I thought it was just part of the design. Like, I thought that was something you had to see it all the time. It's like saying, I don't want to see stuff in my feed. Like, it's the feed. That's what it's there for.
Well, but no, but see, if it's a red circle around that... circle, then that means it's a story, a picture you haven't seen yet.
I never even noticed. I thought the red circle was part of the design of the feed in the first place.
Yeah. And it drives me insane. I have to click through it. And then some people just post stupid things and it makes me frustrated.
Well, really what we're learning here is I should be in control of your Instagram and you should water my plants because we don't seem to be bothered by the other person's thing at all.
All right. Tag team.
Do you want to water the plants?
I'd rather water the plants. I feel like that takes less time of my life than clicking through Instagram stories.
Well, and I got to just so you understand, I'm going to take control of your Instagram. I'm not actually going to watch any of those stories. I'm just not going to care that they're there. So that's
I need them to. But when you give it back to me, I have to have them clicked away.
No, I'm not. It's fine now. You don't.
All right. So the tomato plants are mine. You can't eat the tomatoes anymore. Those are my maters.
You know what? To take over your Instagram, fine. That's a fair trade.
I had a terrifying brain fart on the 4th of July.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
I also got a bunch of, you know, coronavirus things. More hand sanitizers you need to throw out. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you purchase some of these hand sanitizers, if you see the name of it and you think it's a good idea to own these, you're on your own, man.
Yeah.
You should know. It's poison in a bottle.
You are taking your own life in your hands.
Yeah. 4th of July in my neighborhood, it's we have a block party every year. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. 32 years they've been doing this thing.
Okay.
And obviously this year was a little bit different, so it was somewhat distanced and smaller and all those different things, blah, blah, blah. But at the beginning of it, there's announcements and you know, stuff that's going on in the street and all that. So naturally, the guy who blabs for a living has been you know, I'm now announcement guy, whether I like it or not, yeah, since I've lived
there.
You've
been assigned.
Yes, I've been assigned announcement guy,
so you're
which is fine.
You're announcement guy and playlist guy.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Playlist guy, I accept because there is no one. There's no one that I know that's as good as doing a playlist as me. So why would I put that into the hands of someone who's inferior? That's a disservice to the people.
I understand your justification.
Yeah. And really, you know, being announcement guy too. Y'all gonna do, you know,
right?
You don't have mic technique. What are you talking about? So I had to be announcement guy this year. And in the past, normally there's parts of the announcement procedures that have, you know, the children come up, they sing a song or they do whatever. Mm-hmm. And we didn't do that this year because we didn't want to gather them all around. And one thing that the kids usually do is they do the pledge. Yeah, we'll just do Pledge Allegiance.
Okay.
and we'll roll on with our day. So I had to do the pledge. And I was like, all right, cool. I got this. Let's do the pledge. I started doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm reading this on the microphone to everybody. On line one, I'm thinking, I don't know if I remember this. What's line two? Wait, is it indivisible before under God or under God before indivisible? Oh, my God. And I'm thinking, wait, how long is this?
You have a serious brain fart.
I know. I almost forgot the pledge.
When was the last time you said the pledge, though? Last
4th of July, but you say it along with the children, and they're the ones who are leading it, so you can kind of just, if you needed to, just a little bit. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I said the Pledge of Allegiance.
All right, do it.
Was it elementary school?
No, do it right now. Tell me if you can do it.
I think I can do it, though. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
This is where it gets scary, though.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is that it? I feel like I missed something.
I think is it indivisible? It. Yeah, it's under God, indivisible. That was where I was getting nervous.
I felt I missed a word, though.
I
was like,
see?
Was there another adjective? It was indivisible.
Right.
And it's overwhelmed. What is it?
Right. Yeah. And then you start getting freaked out because your brain goes, wait a minute. Where's the rocket's red glare?
Yeah.
See? You see how scary it is?
Yeah.
Man, freaked me out. Not as much as the coronavirus and all the other joys of the universe. So here's five new brands to avoid of hand sanitizer. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you own a bottle of Grupo Insoma's hand sanitizer gel, you should have known better in the first place.
Grupo? Where do you even purchase that?
Grupo?
Where do you get that?
I don't know. Yeah, wacky convenience store. One of those ones that doesn't really even have a sign, so you don't know the name of the store.
One of those novelty stores.
Yes. You know what? Here's another one that I would highly question if you owned Transliquid Technologies Mystic Shield Protection.
That just sounds like they're overcompensating.
You are on your own if you get that.
Yeah, because, you say it sounds like you're overcompensating. To me, what that one sounds like is lube.
That's,
yes. It does.
I've got some Transliquid Technologies Mystic Shield Protection, baby. How you doing? Yeah. So don't use that one. Don't use Bursa Hand Sanitizer Gel. Antiseptic Alcohol 70% Topical Solution. That's actually the name of a different one.
Oh.
And Brits Hand Sanitizer. So, really, your blanket thing is, if it says made in Mexico, pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get yourself some American-made hand sanitizer.
Some pure ale.
Put some Tito's on your hands and call it a day. Antoine, you just do it. Go ahead.
I got it. It's time for Fat Chance.
Too many words. Again, fat.
Fat.
There.
Zach.
That was a good
Monica.
Thank you.
Confidence. Three rounds. I had to say rounds there. Best of three rounds, I give Zach and Monica a category. They have to decide, they have to bid how many items they can name within that category in 15 seconds. If they feel they can do more than their opponent, they raise the stakes. If not, they say fat chance, and their opponent goes.
We battle me versus Monica. She's broadcasting live from the dismantled she shed that has some sort of underground Game of Thrones where they put all the bodies. What are those called? Crypts?
The crypts.
Yeah, they put them in the crypt. So you're down there. Now, your husband is, he's remodeling in your house. He's gotten all enterprising with this stuff. And so you have this finished basement area, and he's turning it from a finished basement area into what exactly? Do you even know?
Well, he's making the man cave. It's definitely going to be a lot bigger with a bar and all kinds of other things.
Mm.
So, I mean, he's having fun with it. And his friends have been over every weekend. They're enjoying the process.
The camaraderie. Yeah. Sure, I suppose. So right now, it's not a man cave. It's just a cave. So she's broadcasting from the cave. Me versus the cave lady. She's actually just drawing things on the wall, like a picture of her hunting a deer. Uh-huh. You know, they do those. What were those things called?
It's like a Mayan. I'm going to start drawing paintings like that.
Yeah. Cave drawings, hieroglyphs.
Hieroglyphics is what I would call it, but I don't know if that's what it is.
Maybe a little something. Who knows? So, okay, Antoine, I giveth thee the floor so we can playeth thee the game.
All right. So, Monica, I will allow you the opportunity to bid first in this first category, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, coming up in July, we have National Cow Day.
National Cow Day.
Yes.
Cow Day.
Because cows needed a day.
They needed to be appreciated.
I guess
they
did. So.
They should just call it Steak Day or Burger Day, but whatever.
Milky Burger Day. Yeah, get a little bit of everything in there. Milky
Ew,
Burger.
Don't say that.
Milky Burger Leather Shoe Day. Hello.
All right. So in 15 seconds, Monica, how many farm animals can you name? Farm 13. Animals.
Oh no! I didn't go too high.
Wait
I don't
a
know
minute.
Why I did that.
You said 13.
Okay. Seven.
Seven.
So half of your original bid. Okay. All right, Zach.
I don't know why I did that.
She sits there and says, I can do 100. No, wait, one.
Sorry. One. I thought it was a different category.
Okay. Farm animals.
Can you do 8, Zach?
Oh, I can definitely do 8. The question is, do I want to bid more than that? 8.
Well, Monica originally started with 13.
I know.
So.
I'm 4 years old. Get out of here. 12.
Wow. Yeah. All right, Monica, can you go back to your original
You go do your 13.
Now, why are you going to do that? Why are you going to put me back at 13?
Because I want to put you back
and then
at 13.
I won't get 13. I'll get 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get 7 now.
All right, so Monica, can you do 13 or fat chance to Zach and 12?
Well, you know, 13.
13.
I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Okay, good. Fat chance. Yeah, I want to see you do it right now.
Oh,
and you get no
gracious.
More time to think. You have 15 seconds to give us 13 farm animals. Ready? Go.
Cow, goat, deer, chicken, rooster, frogs. You have a farm animal of a sheep, lamb, billy goat. See, okay. I told you. What did I even get? 5?
If I gave you frog, you would have 7.
Well, look at that. See, she couldn't even get to her 7.
Correct. And I knew I would do it to myself. And I said frog because we used to have frogs. We, you know, of course, had frog legs.
Just because.
It, so.
Just so you know, just because an animal happens to appear on a farm does not make it a farm animal.
Right, like a deer walking by a farm.
Yeah, I didn't count deer either.
You know,
yeah,
I appreciate, too, you just using different terms for the same animal. Sheep, lamb,
a billy goat.
Older sheep, younger sheep, female sheep, woolly sheep.
Lamb chops.
Yes,
lamb
exactly.
Lamb chop.
Lamb chop the puppet, all of them. Yep, you failed, but I guess you know you were closer to your original 7. That's a point for me in that round.
And at some point, Zach, I want to hear your 12.
Okay.
All right, Zach, you get the bid first in the second category. Mm-hmm. You get this right, you win because you have a point already. In 15 seconds, this is a category about movies.
All right, I've seen those before.
How many movies
2
can you name, not including sequels?
Oh, God, 1.
That involve vampires.
Ooh, okay.
No sequels.
Vampires. No sequels either.
No sequels.
So just you say 1, they're all done.
Yes, and I like to point out that Monica didn't even say cow in the last category.
She did not.
I thought I started with cow. Oh, well.
I don't know.
Maybe you did.
I'm going 4.
All right, 4. All right, Monica, can you do 5 movies with vampires, not including sequels? It's tougher than you may think.
I know.
It is, yeah. I go 5.
6.
All right, Monica, can you do 7?
Fat chance.
Okay.
All right, Zach, I need 6 movies that include vampires.
15 seconds. Here we go. Twilight, Abe Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, Vampire in Brooklyn, Interview with a Vampire, Hotel Transylvania, Dracula, Lost Boys. Mm-hmm. I think I got enough on that one. Good, because I don't have any more. Vamp 2.7.
You needed 6.
Uh-huh.
You got 7.
Correct.
There it is. I got them all.
You named all of them.
I did. Nice. I named every vampire movie.
Blade was another one I was thinking of.
I like Blade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Was it like Underworld? Was that
Underworld?
One?
Uh-huh.
Was another one?
Underworld would be a nice one. Are there other vampire movies? Let's see.
No, I think that's it. There's
I think that's it.
There's eight.
There's eight total. Yeah. There's ever, no more that's ever been made that's not a sequel.
If you take out the sequels, that's it. That's all you have right there. Look at me, Vampire in Brooklyn, by the way.
That was a good one.
That's a terrible
that
movie.
One is right, that was hilarious.
Okay, do you want my...
Is that Eddie Murphy?
It is Eddie
yes.
Murphy.
All right, Zach, I want your 12 farm animals.
Okay, 12 farm animals. Let me put this... I'll put the scary music back on again. 12 farm animals. 15 seconds. I don't even know if I can do these, but let's do it. Okay, here we go. Cow, sheep, goat, chicken, rooster, pig. You have, let's see, there's a pot-bellied pig, a donkey. You could have a bull, a horse. I say a horse, a pony. I think that was like 9.
You needed 12?
Uh-huh.
You got 10.
Oh, man.
Monica, you should have fat chanced him on farm animals.
I
knew how to mess with her because it was her own number.
When you said 12, I was like, yeah. I don't know if 12 farm animals exist.
Oh, there's definitely 12. And I know a llama. You could say a llama because you have those. There's a farm in Roanoke that's got peacock on it. So I would argue that, but I don't know if it's not alpacas. They have alpaca farms.
They do.
All that different stuff. I'm still just barely to 12. And in a minute.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
I have an update on the finger contest. Monica, did you participate in the finger contest? You said you were gonna.
I don't remember the finger contest.
You remember the finger contest? Yeah. We had this last week where it was the app and whoever could keep their finger on the button.
The longest.
On the app.
Oh, yes.
It was
yes.
like $25,000,
okay.
No, wasn't it?
Yeah. $25,000. Really, you didn't? The app you had completely forgotten about? Shocking. Yes.
Shocker.
Yeah, so this was done by Mr. Beast, who's a YouTube guy, who has 37 million subscribers. That's a, you know, I guess, so he does on his channel, he does all these videos and high profile, expensive stunts. Like he gave his mother $100,000 or he filled his backyard with 100 million Orbeez. Or I guess he bought all the cars at a dealership and then gave them away. All of that is great. But how did Mr. Beast start? That's my question. Because when he had 12 followers and there was no monetization on YouTube, what did he do? What is that magic, that holy grail? I'm obsessed with that lately. When I see people on Instagram that post crappier pictures of food than me, that have less followers than me, and then they have 1,000 likes. How does that happen? Where do they have 1,000 likes from?
That happens all the time. I don't know.
Maybe they're paying for those initial likes, like those all like fake bot type likes, and then people see there's so many likes, and then they just get the clout off of that.
Okay, then please direct me to this bot. That's the bot I want to go to. It seems like there's this holy grail formula out there, and the people that know it won't tell you. So you have to stumble. Yeah, but it doesn't take anything away from you. You still get to be Mr. Beast.
More competition.
Anyway, Mr. Beast, who's got more money than any of us put together, had 1 million people face off in this thing. You just had to put your finger on the button. And whoever was left at the end was going to win $25,000. 70 hours later. 70.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. So that's, what's that?
Almost 3 days.
Yeah. 3 days later, there were still 4 contestants left that still had their finger on this button. And Mr. Beast decided that he didn't want to deal with this anymore. And he gave all 4 of them $20,000 each. So that was that.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
I want to know the strategy.
70 hours. Goodness.
I want to know if people like taped the phone to their thumb.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Like it was like a Band-Aid.
Well, I think you have to have a friend. You have to have a friend there. So when you use the bathroom, they pull your pants down for you so you can go pee.
Oh, no, that's a friend.
And they feed you. Yeah.
They feed you. You went from the bathroom to the dinner table.
Yeah, this is not a level of any friendship I have that I want. This is not one I yearn for. So congratulations to you, I guess, if you were one of the people. Probably weren't.
Number two
trending. Here's a hot vacation idea for you this summer. Monica, would you like to go on vacation to nowhere?
To nowhere?
Yes, to nowhere.
I'm excited. Give me all the deets.
I can give you the details. This is the worst vacation ever because nowhere would be you just staying at your house and that would be fine. This one's even worse. But if you want to, if you love all of the things about travel that are the unpleasant portions of traveling, this vacation is for you, people. You can go to Taiwan to the airport because in Taiwan, they are, you know, not allowing international travel and all of those things. Mm-hmm. So it's an experience. 7,000 people signed up for this thing, which is ridiculous. You get to go to the airport. You get to go through security.
Okay.
Okay.
You get a boarding pass and you sit there.
And?
And. And then you go home.
And that's it?
Can I at least get on the plane get off the plane?
Yes, you get on the plane and then you get off the plane. So again, it's all the things that suck about traveling. Getting to the airport, going through security, boarding the plane, and then you go home.
Well, it's a field trip. Like in elementary school, we had a trip to the airport. You got a chance to get on the plane, a snack, and then you get off the plane.
Do you get to have your family wait for you when you're coming back out like you've been gone for a while and they're holding up signs? Yeah.
Terrell.
Yeah, exactly.
There you guys
I suppose if you want to arrange that, maybe you could try get yourself a limo to go back home. So, Monica, you had a field trip to the airport.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Yeah.
Field trip to the airport.
Now,
I was going to say,
you got
to
understand, Monica grew up in Bedford, so that is big city field trip right there.
I was about to say, you guys were struggling with those permission slips.
And you said they'd be like, wait a minute.
We walked onto the plane, got a bag of peanuts or a snack or whatever, and that was it.
Ooh.
Walked back off the plane.
Man, where they even put the horse to pull this plane? I don't understand. And how the horse gonna get up in the air? I don't get it. Was that your most pathetic field trip, or did you have one that was lamer? Because when I was a kid, I remember this was the worst field trip we went on. We went to the desktop calendar factory.
Ooh.
Desktop calendar factory.
Yes, sir. I know.
Somebody didn't want to do lesson plans that day. Say, hey, let's walk down the street.
Yep, we did. So we went through the Winthrop Atkins Desktop Calendar Factory, which was located in my hometown, to be taken through the factory and shown where they make desktop calendars.
That sounds like an episode of Scared Straight.
Oh, my God. It was like, so bad.
And Antoine, don't make jokes about walking down the street. Ava had a field trip where they went to 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's
remember
right.
That?
Uh-huh. I do remember that.
That was their field trip, and I had to sign a permission slip.
I give you permission to go to the store.
Oh, my gracious.
Yeah, that was called one of the teachers going, you know what? I need one of them hot dogs on a rolly thing.
Field trip. Yeah.
Let's go, guys.
Here we go. Yeah. Now, I should point out that we each received a desktop calendar with our names on it at the end.
Better have.
Ooh, with your name.
And you know what else we received? A scolding. Because when we came back from the desktop calendar factory in our creative writing class, we were supposed to write about our experience at the desktop calendar factory.
This
is horrible. And because it was such a boring trip, no one really had anything creative to write. Teacher threw a hissy fit, yelled at all of us, and then scripted out our creative writing, which is not creative, by the way. And we had to copy it down word for word of our trip to the desktop calendar factory as written by the teacher.
She was sick of you, ungrateful little turds.
I know, really. How dare we? When you are gifted such an opportunity, but to learn where they make small little calendar things that go on your desk.
Children,
we're a bunch of ingrates is what we are. Oh, you know what? We have one more thing to do here. I gotta, let me hit number one. There's more.
Number one.
Like, that wasn't even number one. We got more to talk about. Monica Brooks could be better equipped for this whole stupid pandemic than the rest of us. And why, you may ask? Psychologists say that people who really enjoy films, horror films, and films about the end of the world are handling all of this much better than the rest of us.
Huh. Yeah, that's Monica to a T.
Because you live in that world of disaster all the time.
So prepared.
Yay?
Yeah.
I know.
That's a good thing.
Congratulations.
I was watching Freddy vs. Jason the other night. And, I mean, that was my go-to-bed show or movie. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that is my not go to bed movie. That is the I'm feeling
so
too
stupid.
Good today. Let me watch something horrible.
Will you protect us?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I can protect.
Really sound sincere.
I know. Like she had to think about it. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to think about that.
Right.
One.
And she said,
I was actually thinking about all what I have to use. So yes, I was like, I can do that for
sure. I told you, Monica is definitely in my pandemic team. There is no doubt about it, because she's oddly talented at reading people. She can spot a liar from a mile away for whatever reason. She has an array of weapons. And what do I always say, Monica? You're slower than me. So if we all got to run at some point, I know.
I have some strength, though. So.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, no, absolutely. Again, I'm just saying, I hope that it never comes to that point. But if it does come to that point and we're all running.
If it's a foot race.
The slowest person is the one that goes down. So if you're in your zombie apocalypse clan and you look up and Usain Bolt is in it, you're like, well, I'm dead. Never mind.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm finding a new clan.
Ah, episode 9. That'll be me going down.
K92. It's another morning thang birthday scam.
K92 morning thang.
Z92
Zach, I have a great idea for a birthday scam for my husband. He recently did one of those Ancestry DNA kits, and we are waiting on the results, and I thought it would be the perfect time to call him and mess with him. Maybe tell him something crazy showed up in the results, since you see stories like that in the news all the time. He's pretty gullible, so I think he will totally fall for it. That is from Emily. I also checked in with Emily, and I guess on his side of the family, his dad or something was adopted. So that's, you know, that he doesn't really know some of the details as well.
Yeah,
that works out well. Yeah. So here comes your birthday scam on the K92 Morning Thang, uncle, sister, cousins.
Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak to Mr. Nathan, please?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Hello, Nathan. My name is Michael Skarn. I'm calling from 23andMe. You recently sent us your DNA genetic testing kit?
Yeah, I did, sure.
So I'm calling because I have your results.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys just sent over the results when you were done. I didn't know you actually called.
Well, we don't typically call our clients, but we will when the test yields what we call extreme results.
Okay, what does that mean, extreme results?
Well, your wife, what is it, Emily?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, the test shows that you and she have a family connection.
Well, yeah, we are married.
Yeah, that is not what I mean. I mean you're related.
What is related? What is that?
Nathan, how many times do you want me to say it? Related. You, she, you're related by blood. Prior to your marriage, you two are in fact cousins.
Okay, so I mean like fifth cousins or something like that? I don't.
Nathan, do you honestly think we would be calling if that was the case? That's the goofy little stuff we put in our reports. We say things like, hey, look, you're 12th cousins with Obama. Yeah, you guys are first cousins.
I don't understand. How is that possible?
Well, how much do you actually know about your father's family lineage?
I mean, not much. I mean, he was adopted. That's part of the reason why I filled this test out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn more about my family.
Yes.
I mean, so what exactly are you saying?
Well, I'm saying your father and your wife's mother, they're brother and sister.
Are you kidding right now?
No. Nathan, listen to this voice. Do I sound like I kid?
No, you're not.
Exactly.
You don't, but
I am not much fun. So, yeah, you and Emily, first cousins. So, that is it.
What is it? I don't understand.
The marriage.
Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
Nathan, it is against the law in the Commonwealth of Virginia to marry your first cousin. I have notified the appropriate government office, and your marriage has been annulled.
You did what?
Annulled.
No. What do you mean annulled? No, that's it. We have kids, man. You can't just do that.
That's how this works.
So what does that mean for them? Like, we have kids.
For the kids, it means they're probably going to be weird, especially now that they're uncle sister cousins.
I'm sorry. They're what?
Look, I have no idea what the term is. This is all incredibly messy, this situation.
My God, man. I'm sorry. I don't understand how the hell this even happened.
Well, here's the deal. It says here you're from, what is it, Bedford, Virginia? Ah!
Yes.
Well, duh, Nathan. Everybody is cousins in Bedford. Everybody knows that, you doofus.
First of all, how would anybody know that, all right? Dude, like, seriously.
Yeah, because that's what I always say to Miss Monica, because she's from Bedford. And, oh, by the way, you're on a birthday scam right now. It's Zach Jackson from K92. Hi.
Nice.
Oh. Wait.
Happy birthday to you, Nathan.
Oh, my God, man.
Hi.
Dude, that's... Wow.
None of this is real. I mean, this part is real, but the other part was, this is a birthday scam.
Oh,
I don't have your DNA results.
Good. I'm glad, because I had a heart attack there.
Though I will admit, I have one of those kits. I haven't sent it in, and part of me, I don't know if I want to know the answer. What if it's something like this? Then what do you do?
Well, I don't know. I hope the hell not. I have a heart attack like I almost just did. I guess that's what you do.
This is from your wife, by the way.
Oh, great. Yeah, I figure.
Right.
Yeah, well, she's definitely going to have to make it up to for my birthday.
Or should I say, this is from Cousin Emily.
K92.
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam.
Last text you sent anybody, and we'll just sing it.
That's it. That's all we have here.
It's very straightforward. Mm-hmm.
And if you're thinking to yourself, God, that sounds dumb, it does. It is.
But it's fun.
Maybe. Sometimes.
Hopefully.
It's summer, man.
Fingers crossed.
Look, summertime, coronavirus, pandemic, eat it. That's what we're doing. We're singing your last text. If you don't like it, don't text us.
Yes, but keep listening. Don't change the dial.
Yeah, I suppose. Whatever. Okay, so sing your last text. People send these in. And just to give you the rundown, Monica has selected a text from Stephanie in Lynchburg, who has the text, "She ate everything and pooped. Hooray." Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, Stephanie is a pet sitter. That's
what
she said.
I'm excited to hear what Monica could do with this one.
That'll be interesting. Antoine has gone very basic on this one. It's Susan from Roanoke. Who is that?
It's a very straightforward question that needs an answer.
But also, I guess you could also say that it all depends on the tone of a question like that.
Uh-huh.
It could be many
who
different things.
Who is that?
Yes. Or who is that? All of them. So, and then I'm going to go with Shelby in Withville, who I have selected, "So slow, like normal, eye-rolling emoji face."
Okay.
So
eye-rolling emoji face.
Yep, that is in there as well. I feel like Monica has to go last today.
Yeah.
And her story of
pooping. Without a doubt, because I want to know about the poop.
Well,
I don't
also
know if it'll be like last time.
She's requested the song Tennessee Whiskey to go with it. So I don't know where this is going. You know what? I'll go ahead and start, and then Antoine, and then Monica. If you want to participate in this in the future, just text in your last text, whatever it was. So our text number is 52353. Just put it in quotes so we know. And name in town so we can shout you out. And that, my friends, becomes this ridiculous thing on the radio as we get ready. So slow like normal. So slow like normal. And then there's an emoji with a rolly eye. So slow like normal. I can't believe it. I'm just sitting here, so slow, like normal. I'm rolling my eyes, 'cause he is late. I want to hang out on our special date, but he is so slow. So slow, there it is. Like normal, eye rolling emoji face. That's Shelby. Thank you. Okay,
woo!
There we go. Thank you. Appreciate
I guess
that
should be more of a polite clap, 'cause I feel like I was at a
golf clap.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you know what you need? Those little binoculars. You know those little ones that they have?
That had like the one handle on the side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're classy.
Uh-huh.
It never counts as you're a pervert. What am I? Oh, you know what? We have Trevor Daniel playing here. Hang on one second.
I hear music.
I was like, wait a minute.
It's very confusing. Okay, there it is.
Trevor's not a part of this game.
Like I didn't say you sing your own stuff in a minute. Get out of here. You know, if you look out your window with binoculars that say your neighbor, you're a pervert. Unless you have those little glasses, you know, the little binoculars.
And then you're sophisticated.
And then you're just,
you have a monocle.
A monocle.
Monica with a monocle.
Yep.
That's a show in itself.
It really just writes itself. It's perfect. Okay, Antoine, you are up next in Sing Your Last Text. Susan in Roanoke brings us, who is that?
Who is that? Let's find out who it is.
All right, and he has requested some sort of Hollywood-type music, some 70s
Let's
vibe.
Let's perk it up a little bit.
Here we go. Perk it up now.
Who is that standing over there? I said, who is that looking so rare? I got to meet her. Woo! I got to greet her. I hope to kiss her and become her mister. I said, who is that?
Who is that?
I said, who is that?
Who is that?
Who is that?
Oh, the falsetto right there.
Yeah,
not
I got
bad.
In there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was
who
jam.
Is that?
It was not good either.
But
no, it was great. That was great. My James Brown.
It's a little bit of James Brown. It's a little bit of, what's it? Reverend, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. Yes.
Say joy.
Joy. Yes. Susan in Roanoke, that, my friends, is your text. And now, Monica, are you ready?
The crescendo.
I reckon.
Are we ready?
We got country music, so I reckon.
She does reckon. She has requested some Tennessee whiskey for the text from Stephanie. She ate everything and pooped. Hooray. Here we go. Let's see what this is. Sing your last text.
Gotta warm it up.
Yes.
I'm standing, by the way.
Okay, good.
The man cave, man dungeon.
I hope so. The mungeon. She's got a monocle. Her name is Monica.
I think it picks up right here. she ate everything and pooped. Hooray. Came right out of the chute like some spray. What did she eat yesterday, darling? Cause now I gotta clean up this mess. Yeah, no rhyme. It's as smelly as Grandpa's butt. It's as mushy as Grandma's food.
What kind of grandparents' house is this? This is terrible.
But we love our little doggie. Cause she ate everything and pooped.
Hooray! There it is. Oh.
Good job. And the fact that you are on like a half second delay and that could not have been more perfect just blows my mind.
It's amazing. It's amazing every time. Never ceases to amaze me at all. They say trust is something that is earned.
Yes.
So one would assume that trust could be just thrown away. Unearned.
It could be removed.
Yes.
You can lose it.
We're going to remove a level of trust today as Antoine, the sinner, takes the stage.
I am, and there are times when I confess, when I'm in a confessional booth, and I don't feel that I have sinned, and the good book, as some may call it, doesn't confirm my sins either.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the good book does confirm me as a sinner.
Oh, okay, this is one, it's clear.
Right. And so, obviously, I have to confess. And I'm just going to say it straight out, and I'm going to tell you more about it, but I'm a snitch. I'm a tattletale, if you will.
But snitches get stitches.
Yes.
Well, hopefully this snitch gets forgiveness, because that's what I'm asking for. Because the good book in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17, if you open up your pages there. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, thee being Antoine, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone.
Okay, I believe that was the modern version of that, in case you have a hard time understanding the old-timey language, was a different Antoine Dodson, run and tell that.
I believe that was. And so, I'm not doing that. I'm not telling the person that trespassed against me. I'm telling anybody else that wants to hear it. I am a bathroom snitch.
You're a bathroom
snitch.
I'm
a bathroom tattletale. If I walk into the bathroom and there is a cloud of fart, poop, whatever.
Or funk.
I'm going to make sure whoever it was that walked out before me that left that, I'm going to make sure the other people know so they don't think that it was my cloud.
Because you don't want it to be your cloud.
Oh, see, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't want people to think that it's my cloud. So if I walk in and then when I'm walking out, another person's coming in the bathroom, I will stop them and be like, hey, before you go in there, I just want to let you know I didn't do that. Such and such did that.
Okay.
Just so you know.
What if? Oh, you give a name, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because I can't just say somebody else did it, because that's what a liar would say. No, I'm going to be specific and say no.
If you say a name, Monica, that's what a lying jerk says instead.
No.
What if they were falsely represented for that funk?
Then they should have given me a heads up.
No, they should have tattled.
They didn't give me a heads up. So therefore,
see, that part
it's
would be
on
messed
them.
Up.
You know, I would refer to another page of the good book, as some people call it. I think it's Zacharias, chapter 9, page 27. It says, he who smelt it, dealt it.
But the person that did it first smelt it. No, but you don't want that kind of, because whoever comes in after me will walk away thinking that it was me.
I would assume that it was you anyway, and that you were also a snitch who deserved a stitch for trying to sell somebody else down the river. And why should I believe that it was them? How do I know? I didn't see Dave before you.
I'm at least trying to defend myself. I'm at least trying to give you a heads up, like, hey, you may not even want to go in there. I'm not.
Well, see, now you have to watch what you eat while at work, because you're eating cabbage. You'd be like, Antoine lied. That was Angela.
Okay, Monica.
Cabbage for lunch.
What do you think? What kind of coronavirus potlucks do you think we're having around here? Hey, everybody, who wants cabbage? It's how we social distance around here. It's cabbage, onions, and beans. That's how we. That's how we gather.
But I'm not ashamed of it, though. You're is what not. I'm saying. Because I didn't do it.
If your own mother used the facilities prior to you,
and it's a unisex bathroom.
Yeah, just like at a house. Maybe you had a small get 4th of July.
Stuff like that's happened.
So you would say, so I'll let everyone know, Mama is the one who destroyed this bathroom.
That's
signed
not,
Antoine.
That's not how I would do it. I would walk out in the living room where everybody was and be like, Ma, you blew that joint. Good. Okay. I'm glad you left some toilet paper, Mama.
It's you.
That's how I would do it.
I think several stitches need to be happening here.
You ain't gonna blame me. That's what we're learning here. You ain't gonna blame me for something I didn't do.
Well, you know, I guess the lesson to be learned in all of this is if you cross paths with Antoine in a bathroom, even if it was you that's responsible for the funk, lie. Find somebody else and blame them. Whoever that is, blame that person because Antoine is going to out them to the universe.
Yes, pay it forward, guys.
Or backwards, or I'm not sure what it is.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
So apparently, Billie Eilish had a thing for Bieber, and it was so serious that her parents, they considered putting her into therapy.
Yeah, she had a big-time obsession with Justin Bieber. This whole conversation will make you feel 1 million years old.
I know.
Because it was when Billie Eilish was a little kid, she was obsessed with Justin Bieber, who to her was a grown-up.
Yeah. Because she just turned 18, right?
If that.
I think
so. Yeah, she just turned 18 in December.
So there was something, I don't know, it was one particular album, or he broke up with Selena Gomez, or whatever it was, she was so upset.
You know, I just want to say that we did consider taking you to therapy for how incredibly
you did.
Yeah. You were in so much pain over Justin Bieber.
She was about Justin.
You guys had conversations about taking me to therapy. About my Bieberness.
It was so intense.
No,
it caused you so much pain.
I know it did.
Monica, did you have like a childhood love, that crush, that just that whole thing?
Remember the band? Not the band, but the group Immature with Batman, Romeo.
Marcus Houston, yeah.
It's an R&B
Roger,
boy band.
Roger from Sister Sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, they had a group called Immature, and I loved them. I had like a picture, and I was like, I would show people a picture of him, and I'm like, oh, this is my boyfriend. They'd be like, oh, where is he? They're like, oh, he lives out of state.
You don't know him. Yeah. Oh, man, kids, so you don't understand how easy it was to lie about your fake boyfriends and girlfriends back in the day, because you could just say, oh, yeah, he's from Appomattox. You don't know him.
Yeah.
You cut out a poster.
Mm-hmm. You could write letters to yourself and everything. Yeah.
See, now they say, well, what's his Instagram? And you think, so all of Immature. Antoine, did you have one? Because mine was Punky Brewster. Back in the day, way back in the day. I mean, these are all back in the day.
My first one was Kelly Kapowski that I can really remember.
Right. Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at you. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Huh. Okay. Well, I don't know how I feel about this. Okay, because Jason Momoa, he's going to voice Frosty the Snowman in like this new live action CG movie.
Right.
And I'm not really a fan of Frosty.
I don't like Frosty at all.
I love some Jason Momoa. And so his voice attached to Frosty, I don't know.
Is it just a regular, straightforward sort of Frosty the Snowman Christmas movie? Or is this one, was Jack Frost, where Frosty was some sort of horror movie character, murderer type?
Oh, I remember
thing?
That one, yeah.
So I
think this one is just like straightforward.
So he's just, happy birthday! Ugh, Frosty's the worst. It's the dumbest song.
I mean,
song.
Jason Momoa is a bro. So I guess Frosty is now going to be a bro.
And seeing that makes both of them worse. It makes Frosty more annoying, and it makes him more annoying, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Monica. I'm just, I'm not loving it so far. She texted the wrong person. What did she send, and to whom?
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out.
I once trashed our boss. To our boss.
Ooh.
Yeah, I texted him by mistake.
Like, there's a way to send back emails that you've sent to the wrong person if they haven't opened them. How come that's not a feature with text messages?
Because the world revolves around exposing us. That's what technology lives to do. Facebook wants to accidentally reveal all of your personal information. Think about it with your phone.
Right.
When your phone is sometimes in your pocket and it just sort of accidentally wakes up, what does it always default to?
Your camera.
Yes.
Like your
camera. It's already set right there. Easiest setting that, is your camera setting.
Not an accident. That is technology trying to expose you. Yeah, I trashed him. I stand by my claim.
But, I mean, you still work here, so obviously it wasn't too bad.
I do.
At the end of the day.
Our friend Kid Carter, who used to be middays here, and now he still does a weekend shift and everything, he once trashed me. To me.
Ooh.
I was like,
oh,
hey.
I remember that.
Like I said, I remember that. The text was for me, and he sent it to the wrong person.
Yep. Oh, man, I made him feel uncomfortable. I said, oh, really?
Oh, that's the side of it you don't think about. The person who gets the text when they're talking about that person, how they respond.
Oh, yeah. I let it go after a while, but I did. I definitely made him feel uncomfortable because it's that's me. Text 252-353. That'd be the correct number if you want to expose some of your texts. And then we're going to get to our friend Not Beth and who did she text and whatever. Here's a work-related one. Text 52353. My boss has snacks in the drawer of his desk. I take some when he's not there.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that at previous jobs. If you have a candy drawer or something, you tell me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're the boss, your overall title is for the people.
Yeah.
So really what you say and do is for the people. And I'm adding into this person's text, but I know bosses in general. And when it says I take some when he's not there, I feel like the boss is often not there.
Majority of the time.
Mm-hmm. So you know what? Goodbye to your Triscuits. We're done with that. Text 52353. Was cleaning my basement this weekend and found a Christmas present I forgot to give my daughter. Looks like I already have one gift wrapped for this year.
Yeah, thinking there ahead. You go.
I like that one, too.
Yeah, I did that one.
I guess you could do it for like a birthday or a random, but... Mm-hmm. Save it for Christmas.
No, it's easier because then that's one less Christmas item. The only downfall is I did it one year by accident. It was a present we were going to give my son. And by the time I realized we had forgotten, he was going to be too old. He was too old for the toy anyway. Yeah. A little baby toy. He didn't want that stupid thing anymore. So I gave it to one of his friends for his friend's birthday.
Well, there
Next
you go.
Five,
yeah, I've done that.
Yes. Done yes, what? Just
okay.
Giving it to somebody else?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I do the re-gift all the time. If we end up doubled up on a gift from Christmas, well, that becomes Alex's birthday present. What's up? Let's say good morning now to our friend, Not Beth. She had a little text mishap. Hi, Not Beth. Not your real name. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who'd you text and what'd you send?
Okay. I texted my boyfriend's friend and I sent... a suggestive pick.
Like you were suggesting like a place for dinner. Like it was, you know, Olive Garden or Ruby Tuesday.
Sushi on my body. Like those things. Yes.
Definitely not a picture of that.
So it was supposed to be for your man and it went to your man's friend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, you know what? This one, I feel like you just text, you're welcome, and you move on. Is that, that's a little, right, little gift for you. You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Because how
would have been more clever.
What did you do? What did you do after you sent that text?
I texted my boyfriend's friend immediately. And I told him to delete it.
Mm-hmm. Which he did not.
But I don't know. He never told me.
Monica, you know darn well he didn't. Now, what I would say is I already deleted it, no problem. Which I did. I've deleted it from my phone after I've uploaded it to my Dropbox. You know,
oh, no. It's in the cloud. No.
Oh, yeah. You're in the cloud, baby.
It's in the cloud.
Yeah. How do you get along with this person?
Everybody better. Does?
I mean, he's cool. We don't have any trouble normally, but right now.
Ooh, is he in a relationship? Did you get him in trouble?
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
No, he's not.
Okay, well, that's good for him.
He probably doesn't look good for me.
No.
Have you seen each other in person since this happened?
Yeah, he came over last week, and, I mean, we both tried to be cool, but it was a little awkward, of course.
Is your boyfriend cool with it?
Yeah.
Does your boyfriend know?
I still haven't told my boyfriend.
There we go. That's why it's a secret.
Here's the secret. I think you just tell him. It's not the end of the world. How suggestive? Asking for a friend.
I'm about to say.
I don't need the details. What were you wearing? What color?
I don't need all the details. My question is, you know, I guess on the scale of 1 to yikes, where are we on the 1 to 10 scale?
It's been over a month.
No, I know, but how suggestive was it?
Oh, that. Well, it probably 9.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So it could, that's pretty.
I was gonna say what TV channel could it be on? So it can't be on ABC.
No,
it has to go on Cinemax.
It's gotta be on the internet. I think you just gotta own it and move on. It's not like the guy thinks there was anything else there. He knows it was an accident. It was an early Christmas present. Or a
it happens.
It does happen.
It happens.
Monica has surprisingly not accidentally texted either me or Antoine.
No, she
but
has
I
not.
Say,
oh gosh, thank goodness. But you know what? Jared, he does have like we. I took those
sexy photos.
Well, Jared had one as a screensaver.
Well, that was smart.
He had. Well, I know this is like some time ago, and he had some buddies over to play the game and drink beer and stuff. Mm-hmm. And of course, that was the first thing that popped up.
Yeah.
Was that screensaver?
Because it's on your phone. It might as well be the screensaver on the Amazon Fire Stick.
I don't want to be the guy to one up it, but I have a one up story.
Okay, well, go ahead.
So when I was doing improv with Big Lit Conspiracy, there was somebody in the crowd that enjoyed the show, and they wanted to book us for like a private show, and so they were like, "Well, just put your phone number." In the phone. So the guy handed our director his phone. Mm-hmm. His screensaver was of his naked wife. Not boudoir, not partially covered. And you had to swipe. And so you had to swipe from one chest to the other chest assist to get his phone to open up.
See, but that happened.
That one could have been avoided.
I could give you the number aloud.
Do you believe him, or is he full of bullpucky? Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. And now, here's your host, King Zach.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. I'm your host, King Zach. Factor Bullcrap is a grudge match of Monica, Antoine, and random tidbits. Three rounds. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw. You force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we go.
Round one.
Monica, you get to go first in the game because I said so. There's no other reason.
Okay.
Figure I got to pick one of the two of you. So I'm going to have you go first.
All right.
Monica versus Antoine in the game. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap? Matthew McConaughey almost played the role of Jack in Titanic. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? Monica.
All right.
Yes, that's him.
I can see his hair being wet and stuff, and like he's just like, all right, come over here.
Maybe you got some room on that door.
It's a fact.
You say fact.
I'm a fact.
You are!
Correct!
Yeah. It's always interesting, those movie roles that were offered to somebody. I mean, it always feels weird.
Oh my God.
Always. I couldn't see Matthew McConaughey as Jack, but I promise you, if he was Jack, and they said that Leo DiCaprio almost got the role, you'd think, oh, never with Leo.
I'm so glad they chose Matthew.
Yeah, but it is still interesting to hear, especially when it's someone who was offered the role, and they either turned it down or it fell through or whatever.
And there are a lot of actors and actresses that won't answer those questions because they feel bad for whoever was second choice.
Right.
They're like, I'm not going to say the movies I turned down.
Well, Matthew McConaughey would like to let you know he was first choice. So there. Antoine, here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Antoine? Your brain is 2% of your body weight, but uses 70% of your body's energy. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Antoine?
I do overthink. Good gracious.
Me too.
I think 70% might be a little low. I'm going to say bullcrap.
Bullcrap is
correct.
It's 20%, which is still a lot for 2% of something.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, your legs use a lot of energy and stuff like that. But yeah, your brain, you're stupid.
I'm
stupid
mentally
brain.
Exhausted.
Yeah. And you know what? I guess it makes sense as to why when you're mentally exhausted, you can be physically tired too, because it's just sucking the life out of you.
Yeah.
The brain that could do so much more for us, all the untapped resources of our brain.
Wants to screw us over.
Our brain is your laziest coworker. Like, has all this potential and never sees it through. It's that kid who could get straight A's but just gets C minuses.
Just because.
Yeah, thanks, brain. All right, 1-1, here we go.
Round two.
Monica, your question in round two, fact or bullcrap, Monica. 59% of people say that when they drink water, they simply drink tap water. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Monica?
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap is...
correct!
That's 29%, which even that feels high to me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's some bull.
I know that was because that was the answer.
Yes, I know, but tap water is bull crap.
Just all together.
I always, my wife and I still joke about the Syracuse water. So Syracuse, New York is okay. Where my mother's family grew up, my grandmother and, you know, that whole generation. And they were part of a generation where, well, all their opinions were the only right opinions and everything that they liked was the best. So they were like every other generation.
I know that generation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's every generation. But okay. Man, I would go up there and the Syracuse, the tap water there just tasted, well, it tasted like tap water. Bad. So I would always go get to the store and get some bottled water or something to be able to drink. And I would have to hear the entire time I was there from my grandmother and my great aunts and my great uncles and all of them how great the Syracuse tap water is. And I don't understand why you need anything else. The tap water in Syracuse is so good, better than other tap waters. They said people would come from other places to talk about how good their tap water was. I'm thinking, y'all are insane. Like, you are crazy.
I will say city water, country water is different.
You got well water. It could be different.
Well water. We have well.
But I'm here to report that Syracuse tap water tasted like yucky tap water, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, you dissed their water.
I dissed the whole city's water. Antoine, here's your question in round two. Fact or bullcrap? But yeah, my wife still talks about that. She's like, is this as good as the Syracuse water? You know how that is. Ooh. Fact or bullcrap, Antoine? No only child has ever been elected president of the United States of America. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
Antoine. No. Only child.
No,
so every
child.
President had at least one sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap is. No.
That means you're wrong.
How about that?
That's
interesting.
That's a tidbit right there.
Yes, I shall never be president. And it does come from the fact that as an only child, y'all jerks are on your own. Forget it. Compromise. Get out of here. Help you guys out at all.
Give it my way.
No need.
Round three.
Third and final round. Both of you still have the screw and play. You want to make the other one answer your question instead. Monica, you get this right, you win. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap? When the breathalyzer was first invented, you know, that whole thing, it was called the drunkometer. Fact, bullcrap.
The drunkometer.
Or, yeah. Drunkometer. That's actually how it was called. The drunkometer. Fact or bullcrap?
Bullcrap.
Or screw. She says bullcrap. She is. Yep.
All right.
You're wrong.
Top of the drunkometer. Here we go, Antoine. Your chance. It's like, haha. Don't do it again. Your chance to tie the game. Get it right, we go to tiebreaker. Get it wrong, you lose. Here we go. You can screw Monica if you want. Fact or bullcrap? Regardless of the temperature outside, the temperature inside the Great Pyramid in Giza. But, you know, the pyramid.
Yes.
The temperature inside is 98 degrees, no matter what. Fact, bull, crap, or screw.
No matter what. I'm going to screw Monica on this one. Monica, you can answer this.
Ooh. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Regardless of the temperature outside, the temperature inside that pyramid is always a sexy 98 degrees. Not to be confused with the boy.
I'll say fact.
Fact is... No!
That means you're wrong.
68 degrees. So it's 68 degrees.
Okay, it's comfy.
That's comfy,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it's comfy in there. And Egypt, I picture Egypt being 400 degrees all the time. And just sandy. Just sandy all the time.
Well, I'm living in that pyramid.
Exactly. I'm living there. It's nice. Like air conditioning. One final question. Monica, you got the first points in the game today, so it is your decision. Would you like to receive this question or give it to Antoine?
I will give it.
Okay.
I don't want it.
Well, you have it.
I just gave you mine.
It's a present.
It's a sports question.
Oh, no. I really don't want it now.
It's barely a sports question because it's curling. Fact or bullcrap, Antoine?
Oh, that's my sport.
It is your sport. Drunkometer.
Monica went to one curling class.
She did.
Yeah. That's my thing.
So here we go. Fact or bullcrap. After a curling match, Antoine, the winners are supposed to take the losers out for a round of drinks, even at the Olympics. Fact, bullcrap. Or screw, Antoine. No screw. Fact or bullcrap.
I feel like if you are an athlete of curling, and I use the term athlete loosely, you're going for a drink afterwards. So I'm going to say fact.
Fact?
I'm going to say fact.
Is.
Correct.
All right, I knew that one. Of course I knew it.
You did?
Yeah. Because
she lost.
After my first game. we lost. But they were like, let's go out for drinks. But, of course, it was, like, Sunday. It's already late. So I'm like,
And you hate these people because they just beat you at this stupid curling
game. You should have kept the question.
I know.
You would have won.
But you did not. So Antoine is the big winner here.
Congrats.
On Fact or Bullcrap.
Thank you.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.